Thank you. can I get a glass of ice water up here? Or a pitcher of ice water? Or something? I wonder why you get hot and get old. Cold. Nothing happened. We're going to take a little trip now.
I'll come to the end of the void and be able to tell you all about it.
buried at the bottom. I guess you can tell when you get to the bottom of the void, or the other side of it, or whatever it is. It seems like a separation. Maybe it's a separation more than a war. No, it's not all around it. We could use the reverb or feedback or whatever you call it. It's a little bit, because it's so slow. So. I mean, it's incredibly slow. It's not incredibly slow, I'm playing it wrong. There's a possibility we own the space. Thank you. just gotta have a cigarette for a second before I go off to the slide that's over here. Are we all still here? I mean, did somebody, did the boy get them? Hey, you try and do what you said, the Lord, man. I'll get you, but...
He'll get you.
It's got me, man. Not right now, but, certain times of day, like on the, Now, I wonder what, W.C. Handy really meant, you know, when he said, I hate to see the sun go down, I hate to see the evening sun go down. Now, what did he really mean by that? Why did he use that image? I hate to see the evening sun go down. Makes me feel like I'm on my last go round. Well, the guy was apparently, he's not talking about his physical health, or... What was he talking about? I have the same problem. When the sun goes down, I feel like I'm dying, the whole universe is dying. And all my life. And I don't know what the hell it is. That's mainly what I mean by the Lord. Then it seems to go away about an hour after dinner. What's so funny about that? It's completely unrelated to the food. I mean, the exact time I eat the food, it just comes around, I eat dinner, and I'm sort of insane, during this period of time, I'm trying not to pay any attention to these thoughts that come to my head. Overwhelming emotions. I'm not sure they're emotions. I don't know what the hell they are. I spent 10 years in Freudian psychoanalysis. Do you remember traumas when I was, 1 month old? Stuff like that, but we never figured out what happened with the boy did. this is awfully good water, but I'd be content with water quantity rather than quality. I want to appreciate it is very good water, colon spring, but there's not very much of it. I want to get a little more water from you. Quite a bit more water. this is a long cigarette. I had to stop smoking Marlboro. I had chronic bronchitis. So I'm trying these out. These Kent Gold 100s are they taste like air. Have you been smoking Marlboro? Advantage, I tried Advantage cigarettes because couldn't even taste the air. It's just tap water, but, you know, is it really much? Oh, I thought we were in the wrong tuning, we're in the right tuning. So. See, we don't seem to be able to talk and play at the same time. Well, that's okay. That was a good cigarette. I really appreciated your indulgence. So. Well, you know, I smoked Marlboros for about 20 years. But I can't go around coughing all the time. You know. Play with. Eventually, I'll play Steamboat Going Round the Bend. And I'll try Silent Night. I don't know if you can do Silent Night solo. Thank you.
can be done.
Thank you.
contradictory. How can you take a birdie take? Well, I mean, I'm going off stage and change my string. Unless I... There's somebody here who would like to help me change my string. So I can take a break. I'll play a couple more short songs now. And I'll be back in a while and play maybe 45 an hour or something like that. The second set's much more interesting. I'll be safe for it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Doug. Steel guitar, right? And then there's some, starts off with some Indian stuff, but well, it sounds like Indian stuff, I don't know. Maybe. Let's pretend it's Indian stuff. I mean, it might actually be in it. Thank you. Blind Joe, Blind Joe the Man. I don't know. Blind Joe? You mean Blind Joe Tagger or?
Blind Joe Tagger.
Oh, that guy. Well, I hate to disappoint you guys, but actually, he's just a figment of my imagination. I was writing some parodies. On my first two or three records, I was writing some, the record notes on the record were parodies of Sam Charter's book. It was a hot, dusty day in Florence, Arkansas. I had been searching for this bluegrass Mississippi or wherever he was. I had been searching for this legendary blues performer who would, et cetera, et cetera. So I made it all happen in Maryland, where I was living on the banks of the Sligo River, which is actually just a creek. The kind of plantations in Maryland. I wonder if they ever did grow cotton there. It's probably too cold, isn't it? They used to grow it in places, large areas of Oklahoma, or places you wouldn't believe. let's see, what were you using to do today?
Assassination of Stephen Grossman.
Something I don't even know.
How could we have it here before?
I'll play a longer version of the boys band.
You from the trussle.
I can go through a few. Throwing in some more on some new Bolasetti stuff. So this is just an intermediate situation there between what I have already done and the grand finale. grand finale is fairly straightforward. I personally think. Yeah, this is the most interesting part of the set. I mean, not the cigarette, but what we'll be getting into. The problem is I can't remember how we get into it. There's two or three ways you could get into it. So. No, I know how to get into it. And we're getting close to Christmas. I'll throw in a couple Christmas carols in the grand finale. It's in the same tune, you see. The one's in open sea, I'll learn for them. But we're not there yet. Gotta finish this cigarette. I wish I didn't like this stuff. Awful stuff, terrible. The midsection of this evening's whatever it is. We have no ashtray up here. Would someone oblige me? Throwing an ashtray. Yeah, that was an ashtray. I can't be seen with that. Thank you.
Thank you.